The hour for recess having expired, the Senate will come to order. The Senator from St. Francois.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I note the absence of quorum. Would you call roll?
We will establish a quorum by roll call. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Barnetts, Bartle, Bray, Callahan, Champion, Clemens, Crowell, Cunningham, Days, Dempsey, Engler, Goodman, Green, Griesheimer, Justice, Lager, Lemke, Mayor, McKenna, Nadler, Pierce, Ferguson, Ridgway, Roop, Schaefer, Schmidt, Scott, Shields, Schumacher, Smith, Stouffer, Vogel, Wilson, Wright Jones.
Senator from the 7th, 24th. Senator from Green. Senator from the 8th. The quorum is present. The Senate is in session. Secretary, read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, second day, Thursday, January 8th, 2009. The Senate met pursuant to adjournment. President Kinder in the chair.
Senator from St. Francis.
Mr. President, I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same being approved as though it had been fully read.
You've heard the motion. As many as are the opinion, it shall prevail. Say aye.
Aye.
All those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Reading is dispensed with. Senator.
Mr. President. I would like it noted that photographers from the Daily Journal, Paula Barr and Jen Miller, have been given permission to take pictures in the Senate chamber today. And I'd like to remind our guests that pictures are not permitted, nor are our cell phones. Thank you, Mr. President.
The chair would underscore the cell phone business. Turn your cell phone off or to the silent mode. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. What? First. Introduction of guests. Senator from St. Francis.
Mr. President, I've got three guests, groups of guests that I'd like to introduce today, and I want to appreciate the body's indulgence coming back in. I know several people want to introduce their friends and family have come in, but first, in the upper gallery, who participated in the inaugural parade today from DeSoto, Missouri, the DeSoto band, and they are under the direction, let me see if I get this, Brett Dunsford, and Vincent Rapini, and Melissa Ray. So they've got a lot of their sponsors and people, parents, and we want to make them feel
welcome. All the guests of the Senator from the 3rd from Jefferson County, please rise for recognition by the Senate. Band looked very fine out there today and sounded great, Senator.
Did well. Thank you, Mr. Now, on your left and my right, Betty and Warren Lodewigan, one of my staff's parents are down, and I believe she's a public official, a county official in which county?
Scotland!
All right, so on my right, one of the district... who does my district business, Marilyn Pinson, and her husband Don are here today, and I'd like to make them feel welcome.
Will the guests of the Senator from St. Francis please rise for recognition by the Senate. Introduction of guests, Senator from the 9th.
Thank you, Mr. President. Introduction of special guests. Thank you. Mr. President, in the role that we share, we need prayer, all the prayer we can get. And today I have many ministers from the Kansas City District 9. I'd like to introduce Reverend John Modest Miles, Bishop Mark Talbot, Reverend Kenneth Ray, Reverend and Mrs. Harold Todd, Reverend Daniel Childs, We also have the former Mayor Pro Tem Alvin Brooks and Councilman Terry Riley, former state representative.
We are delighted to have all the guests of the Senator from the 9th District here today. The Senator from the 13th was next on his feet, Senator.
President, I would like to introduce a constituent of mine to my left, Maureen Lawler and her friend Bob Howe, who is a childhood friend of mine, and I would like to introduce his son, Bob Jr., or the third or fourth, and Larry Beck, and I ask that they be made pages for the day. And if any of you get frustrated with me serving in the Missouri General Assembly, you can thank my good friend because he was with me from day one. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. The young people will be made pages for the day to serve compensation paid by you. And we're delighted to have all your guests. Will you wave or let us know who you are? I'm delighted to have your guests. The Senator from St. Clair was next.
President, I could never adequately take the place of the Senator from Jasper, but he is not here this afternoon, and he has special guests, and I will make every effort to come up to his expectation. Mr. President, up at front, we have Sidney Ryan, and Sidney is from Pineville, Missouri, and that's way down in the south part of the state, and I'd ask that Sidney Ryan be made page for the day. The reason it's significant for me to be able to introduce Sydney and her grandfather and grandmother is that her grandfather, Roy Cagle, served in the House for many, many years, and he and his wife are here with us today on the side gallery, and it's a delight to have them with us, Mr. President, and I ask you to recognize them.
Now, I saw Roy, and I saw his lovely bride, Wanda, and will all the guests of the Senator from St. Clair and Jasper please rise for recognition by the Senate. The Senator from the 2nd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Introduction of a special guest. I have a good friend in the upper gallery who's in from Boston, Massachusetts. Owns a very good restaurant up there called Melville's. I'd like the body to please welcome my good friend, John Allen Hill.
Will the guest of the Senator from the 2nd please rise for recognition by the Senate. The Senator from St. Charles, the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm honored to have two guests visiting from St. Peter's today, witnessing today's festivities. They are Robert Dubois and Rachel Haney of St. Peter's, and I would like Rachel to be made a page for the day to serve without compensation.
Young lady will be a page for the day, and the guest of the Senator from 23rd, please rise for recognition by the Senate. The Senator from the 1st.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have numerous guests in the upper gallery today with us. I want to recognize just a few. My wife, Donna, right over here to my right. And behind me, I have my mother, Marilyn, and my sister, Peg, who is visiting from Iowa. And then I have many friends and other family in the upper gallery. And I hope the body would make them
feel
welcome.
All the guests of the Senator from the 1st please rise for a welcome by the Missouri Senate. The Senator from Boone.
Mr. President, I think I've got a few guests up in the gallery if they're still here, but I've got some down on the floor, some special guests that I'd like to introduce. First of all, Patty and Campbell Ridley, good friends of mine from Columbia, Tennessee, and Patty has the distinction of being my third grade teacher at Mason Ridge Elementary School in St. Louis. And Mary Ann Drury, who worked with my father in his medical office, my late father, for 30 years in his medical office. And my sister, Kathy Flynn, and my mother, Kathy Schaefer.
Will all the guests of the Senator from Boone please rise for recognition by the Senate. Senator from 15th.
Mr. President, I have some friends and family in town from St. Louis. I'd like to recognize my mother, my father, Steve and Kathy Schmidt, are here again, and along with my sister, Stephanie, and Patrick Jacobsmeyer. My uncle and my aunt, Bill and Linda Schmidt, are here. My wife, Jamie, who I should probably introduce first, along with my my son Stephen and Sophia are here. My Aunt Denise and Lisa and Aaron, who are my cousins, are also here. And Mr. and Mrs. Alan Gerson, who are here, one of my former colleagues. I'd like the this esteemed body to make them feel
welcome.
Will
all the guests of the Senator from the 15th please rise for recognition. The Senator from the...
Introduction of special guests, Mr. President. Thank you. In the upper gallery behind me, I have my mother, Jean Reich, from the city of St. Louis. I have other family members. That would be Bob and Vivian Wallace from St. Louis County, Tim and Nicole Wallace from St. Louis County, and Dwayne Wallace and friend from St. Louis County. And I ask the body to welcome them.
Will all the guests of the Senator from the 5th please rise for recognition. The Senator from Franklin.
Mr. President, up in the upper gallery behind me, I have my wife, Rita, my daughter, Michelle, my brother-in-law and sister-in-law, Dennis and Marilyn Wynn, mother, brother-in-law and sister-in-law, Robert and Loretta Mountie, my cousins, my wife's cousins, Danny and Sharon Bolte, and over here, I have my son, Aaron, my daughter-in-law, Amanda, but my little old granddaughter, there she is, waving. I'm Dayton, and I'd like the body to make them welcome.
Will all the guests of the Senator from Franklin please rise for recognition. The Senator from Monroe had been seeking recognition, sir.
Introduction, special guest. Mr. President, I have several from my district here, but I saw in the upper gallery my sister and her husband, Richard and Tammy Ratliff, and I fear that they may have ran out knowing that they would have to admit that they were kin to me. But they were here, and I have many other guests, and if they would, let somebody make them feel welcome.
Will all the guests of the Senator from Monroe please rise for a welcome. The Senator from Stoddard.
Thank you, Mr. President. Standing on the lower gallery to your left and my right, next to my lovely wife, Nancy, and my mother, Margene, are two constituents from the junior senator from St. Charles District, and they are John and Barbara McDougall, and they are gracious hostesses whenever the Boot Hill part of the family goes to St. Charles, and I'd like for you to give them a very warm welcome.
Will the guests of the Senator from Stoddard please rise for recognition. The chair has some introductions to make. I would note that I'm joined on the dais by and flanked by nieces, Molly Kinder and Amelia Kinder. And over here on the sofa, my sister-in-law, Rosie, my niece, Louisa, my brother, James, his niece, Melinda, my sister-in-law, Barbara, my brother, Mark, and starting from left to right, behind the sofa, my brother, Frank, my nephew, Nick, my nephew, Hunter, in the Argyle, his friend, B.I. Howard, and my nephew, Will Kinder. We try to grow them tall down there, and we're working on a basketball team, so those are my guests here today. Further introductions, petitions, memorials, remonstrances, resolutions, concurrent resolutions. The Senator from the 5th was first on her feet.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to introduce a Senate concurrent resolution, and I can send it forward.
Send it forward, Senator. Senator, we will print it in the journal. Would you care to explain?
I certainly would. Thank you, Mr. President. When I was a member of the Missouri House, I introduced this joint resolution asking for a joint interim committee to study the obstacles that our fathers and our mothers are meeting and trying to see their children in a custodial situation. As I went through the House getting signatures for this particular resolution, I found that this is a problem across all of the circuits. This particular resolution will ask that we look into that in a statewide situation and consider setting up a father's court in the state of Missouri. We have a similar type court in the Kansas City area, which works very well. It works to move fathers through the system and remove the obstacles that would stop them from seeing their children and being a very important social and economic part of their lives.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
Senator from Saline.
I have a resolution.
Send your concurrent resolution forward.
Ask to be printed in the journal.
It shall be printed in the journal, Senator. Would you care to explain it?
I will. It extols the virtues of the Missouri River and the vitalness economic resource that's being wasted here in the state of Missouri.
Thank you, Senator. Further concurrent resolutions? Senator from Franklin.
President, I have a bill.
Send your bill forward.
Got a good little bill carrier there. Pretty heavy.
Care to explain, Senator?
Yes, Mr. President.
I'm sorry, read.
Oh, sorry.
Your bill.
Senate Bill 174, introduced by Senator Griesheimer, an act relating to property taxes.
All this is a little fix to 7-Eleven last year, if you remember that. Thank you, Mr. President.
Introduction of bills. Any other senator wishing? Senator from the 15th.
President, I have a bill.
Send the bill forward. Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill 175, offered by Senator Schmidt, an act relating to the Parents' Bill of Rights.
Senator from the 15th, would you like to explain
yes.
the bill?
Yes, Mr. President, briefly. This is a bill that establishes a notification period for parents with children with special needs 10 days prior to their IEP meeting, letting them know what options they have, what rights they have. To further educate parents and children with special needs. So, thank you.
Further introduction of bills. Senator from Saline.
I have three bills.
Please send the bills forward. Madam Secretary, read the first bill.
Senate Bill 176, offered by Senator Stouffer, an act relating to the Alzheimer's State Plan Task Force.
Please read the second bill.
Senate Bill 177, offered by Senator Stouffer, an act relating to salvage vehicles.
Please read the final bill.
Senate Bill 178, offered by Senator Stouffer, an act relating to State Highways and Transportation Commission design-build highway project contracts with an emergency clause.
Thank you. Further introduction of bills. Senator from the 5th.
Thank you, Mr. President. Introduction of a bill.
Please send the bill forward.
Thank you.
Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill 179, offered by Senator Wright Jones, an act to authorize the conveyance of property owned by the state and the city of St. Louis to the State Highways and Transportation Commission.
Senator, would you like to explain your bill?
Absolutely, Mr. President. This is a parcel of land at I-70 and Cass in the city of St. Louis. We're asking that it be conveyed. We're asking the governor to convey it from the Department of Corrections to MoDOT for the new Mississippi River Bridge project.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Further introduction of bill. Seeing none, Senator from the 3rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you go back to introduction of guests?
Introduction of guests. Senator?
On your right and my left, I have several guests who joined me here today. Karen Pierre, who is with University of Missouri St. Louis, my good friend and my daughter's godfather, Michael Cannon, my goddaughter, Melanie Cannon, and my daughter, Evelyn Days, is joining us from Bridgewater, New Jersey. And so I'd appreciate if the body would make them feel welcome.
If the guests at the center from the 14th would please rise, and the members would please welcome them. We are on the introduction of guests. Seeing none, center from the third.
I think there was one more introduction of guests, Mr. President. If we wait for the fine senator from to stay on that.
We'll stay on that. On the introduction of guests, Senator from the 7th.
Yes, I do have a special guest in the gallery, Veronica O'Brien from the city of St. Louis, who blessed our office today with the most huge flower arrangement. I thank you so much. She works with the city of St. Louis and has been former president of the school board there. Big job, and I welcome her here and her guest.
If the guest of the center from the 7th would please rise, and the members, please welcome. Further introduction of special guests. I believe seeing none, Senator from the 3rd.
Yes, do we have messages from the governor?
We do have messages from the governor.
Would you take those in and print them in the journal?
They shall be printed.
Do we have messages from the House?
We do have messages from the House, Senator.
Do we have two messages from the governor, one old, one new, one borrowed, one blue, or something like that?
We do.
You're going to take both of those in and put them in the journal.
Both will be printed in the journal.
That's what I'm needing. Now, do we have messages from the House?
We do.
Would you read that message?
Please read the message.
Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and adopted Senate Concurrent Resolution 1. Also, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the following representatives have been appointed to act with a like committee from the Senate pursuant to Senate Concurrent Resolution 1. Representatives Richard, Pratt, Tilley, Parson, Franz, Neves, Roostman, Allen, Zier, Dennison, Nance, Lavota, Kusner, Ruda, Swinger, Curls, Lampe, and Bringer.
Senator, that's only one message.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, would you be interested to note that the former governor and former member of this body and former lieutenant governor, who's now in the chambers on your right and my
Senator,
left.
Senator, would you like to go back to the introduction of special guests?
Just briefly, if you could.
Introduction of special guests,
Senator,
from the 3rd.
I'd like to introduce Roger Wilson, our former governor and former lieutenant governor and member of this body, if we'd make him feel
Members,
right.
Please join me in welcoming Roger Wilson.
And Mr. President, I might point out also a former golf partner of mine. Anyway.
All the important things, Senator.
That's right. Should have mentioned that first. Mr. President, without objection, the Senate would go now to the order of business of announcements.
Announcements. Seeing none, the Senator from the 3rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from the 3rd. Any Senator that agrees with that motion shall say aye. Opposed, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate is adjourned.